That's the only part of it.
No, I'm sorry. I know, I didn't even offer. I just offered.
Of course. Now we got to take care of some of the business. You complain we're not taking care of. Madam Secretary.
I like... Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to read the motion as I pieced it together. Okay? And I want to remind all the directors that if they want to make a motion, they got to fill out a form. If you want to make an amendment, you got to fill out a form. Okay? And it might slow us down a little bit, but you have to fill out this form. And let me just say this. Wait a minute. Because these motions that are passed, we are going to stick to these motions. So please make sure that they're correct. Okay, with that, well, no, the chair will recognize you if you want to talk.
Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, please.
I'm going to read the motion as I reconstituted it. And tomorrow, yeah, I'll have those forms for everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow, I got some here. I will go ahead and revise the agenda to reflect the motion if it gets passed. Motion one was initially made by Director Adelson, second by Director Randawa, and amended by several directors. Okay. Move to add ADA compliance issues to executive session. One, to change executive session from Sunday to Saturday at 4:30 to 6 p.m., comma, to add development and fundraising to the CFO report time slot, comma, to add the Free Speech Radio News to the archives report and affiliate report time slot, comma, to approve the executive session minutes doing executive session, comma, to add a report from the election committee to the committee reports, comma, and to add 1 hour from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. in public session for consideration of any motions that require voting in public session.
Moved and seconded. What's your pleasure?
Point of information.
Yes.
Why is the ADA issue being done in executive session?
That was the one of the motions that was made by one of the directors, I think.
Dave, he's looking for an explanation.
Director.
My understanding is that the way we deal with ADA issues could have some liability associated with it, and I think that some directors may not be aware of some of those issues, and I'm just concerned that statements made during the course of the discussion could expose us to liability. One thing I know is that certain statements that get made could conceivably put you in a position where, it happens to be true, and people, very patient members of the challenged community, have been waiting for a long time, but they've been, to hear these things dealt with. But they've also been clear that they reserve their legal rights if we don't act on it. And so, given that it could end up in court at some point. I don't like it in an executive session either, but I think to protect the foundation, we have to do it, but we also have to come out of that executive session with statements about what we are going to do.
William?
I'd just like to further amend, and I don't know if it's in order, but I'd like to amend the adjournment time and amend the public session time. I'd like it to be from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, and to encourage that this board not act on any business after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And
is there a second to that amendment?
I'll second that.
All right.
And can I just speak to it really briefly?
Very briefly.
Will allow me. This board always keeps going until it can keep going.
That's right.
And I'd like to just put this out there. 2 to 3 p.m., it sounds like everyone's flights. That doesn't work. You're shaking your head. Okay, so I'll remove it, but I'd like to incur. I'll withdraw it if the body allows me. But I'd just like to say this meeting needs to end at 2 p.m. on Sunday. I'm leaving at 2 p.m. on Sunday. I live here, and I don't appreciate how our meetings keep going until the last man's running. And this meeting needs to end at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Director Walker has withdrawn his amendment.
We don't have to. He's withdrawn.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes. Yes, Teresa.
I'm very confused, Mr. Chair. I thought that motion was seconded.
It was Bafadi, wasn't it?
I asked if there was any objection.
I thought the motion was that we have public comment from 2 to 3, so I do not understand why someone would suggest that they'd leave at 2.
Okay, Teresa. I withdrew it because I asked if there was any objection. I didn't hear an objection. There's a directive. It's not going to be able to be here after 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And so what I'm urging is now that I'm withdrawing my motion.
Sunday afternoon.
And now that I'm withdrawing my motion, I'm urging all the directors here to leave at 2 p.m. on Sunday and to not extend the session, because after 2 p.m. on Sunday, people will begin to leave. And it looks like every single member is here for the first time in a couple meetings. So we need to leave here as a body, and we do not need to be passing motions with just 13 people in the room. It's not fair.
Point of information.
We have, yes.
I'm curious what happened to the proposal, because I didn't hear it in anything listed, that we would have some portion of some committee meeting in the remainder of this evening to clear additional time. What's the status of that?
Let's deal with that. Let's deal with that after we move this motion one way or the other. Are there any objections to the motion as read by the secretary?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Just a couple of small corrections. One is that the motion says that the executive session is moved from Sunday to Saturday. It's not moved. It's in addition to the Sunday session, there's the one on Saturday. That's what we had discussed earlier.
Is that correct?
The items were
That's
moved.
Not what you said, is it?
No.
She outlined the number of items that are going to be moved to Saturday, not the executive session.
I probably stand corrected because I looked at the agenda and the items that it looked like you wanted to be moved from Sunday to Saturday was just about all of them. Are there some that you didn't want moved?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll yes.
go through it again. What don't you want moved?
Well, actually, I have a suggestion on what Sunday, if I may, Mr. Chair, on what Sunday would be left with.
Let's take care of this first and then deal with yours. Madam Sec.
Just a really quick point of order. I think
yes.
we can handle this. If we just list our executive session items, all we need to do is ask for time to be allotted to executive session, and we take them in order.
Do we understand what is going on here? What happened was the ESC said that they couldn't use the time on Saturday from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And these are simply shifted from Sunday to Saturday, and it's with specificity. And so all we're doing is moving these items to Saturday. And Sunday's session still holds true, because that's when the report comes from the two search committees. So let's deal with this motion and get it out of the way.
Point of information.
Yes.
So which of the items that were on Sunday are moving into the 4:30 to 6:30? Is that A and B?
B and C.
Just a minute. A,
B and C.
ADA compliance. Would you read the list, please?
No. Well, I didn't have it listed. I would like for someone to say it, but I'm also going to ask people to stop shouting out. I can't hear two or three people at the same time.
Would you reread the motion as you understood it?
Yeah. Okay. The part of the I said, and I think Director Lederer is correct, I said to change the executive session from Sunday to Saturday at 4:30 to 6 p.m. That was wrong. And what I think the body wants is to change items B, C, D, and the new E and the ADA from Sunday to Saturday, and to leave the review and vote on the IED in the terms where it was. Is that correct?
Yes. And then this was moved.
William?
We can save a lot of time if we just bullet point the times we want for executive session and deal with it in executive session. I mean, I just think that if we're about to convene to executive session right now, why don't we just say that we're going to meet in executive session tonight for 1 hour?
That's not what we said.
And if we can't – and can we hear me out? I don't
yeah. –
the interruptions make it really difficult. We'll convene to executive session for 1 hour tonight. Doesn't mean we have to use the whole hour. We convene the executive session Saturday from 4:30 to 6 p.m., and we convene the executive session Sunday from 9 a.m. – I'm sorry, 8:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And that's it. And we don't need to discuss what order we're doing these things. We just need to approve it so we can start and so that we can let people go on to have their evening because we're not going to cover any more business tonight.
And public comment from 1 to 2.
And public comments from 1 to 2.
What's the pleasure? Is that a motion?
That's my motion. I don't know if it's in order, though. I don't know if it's
different. It is in order because we haven't dealt with the other one. Madam Secretary, did you hear what he had to say?
No.
My motion is I move that we convene to executive session at these times. 1 hour following Friday's public session, immediately after this public session, from 4:30 until 6 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, and from 8:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Sunday morning.
8:30 p.m.
Ben, 8:30 a.m. Second, you heard the motion.
A.m.
What is your pleasure?
To 1 p.m.
Are there any objections?
Object.
I object.
Okay.
I strongly object.
Can we just move to a vote on this?
We can't because he's objecting. So we've got to have discussion. Don?
I left my house this morning at 4:00 in the morning, and I don't want to meet for another hour.
I'd like to call the question on all pending motions at this point.
Second.
It's been called for all pending questions.
Point of information.
Yes.
I don't understand. Did William's motion include an executive session tonight?
Yes. 1 hour.
That's one hour. 1 hour.
You can strike it.
I like the idea.
We can divide. Yeah, we can divide the question. Can we just take my motion and divide the question? Can we divide my motion into three questions and just take them, and then go with
the question was called.
The question's been called.
Call the roll, Madam Chair.
I will.
Madam Secretary.
Anna.
This is to close debate.
Yes, it is.
Close debate. Okay, we can do that.
Okay. Anybody object to closing debate?
Point of information?
Yes.
Is the motion that includes public comment on Sunday still on this list of things that are amended, so that's before us as well? Thank you.
Are we ready to vote? Call the roll. No, we didn't invite it.
So William's motion says.
Did we close debate without objection?
Yep.
Okay, so we're calling the question, I think, on William's motion?
Right.
Okay.
This calls for 1 hour tonight.
Director.
And 4:30 to 6 on Saturday and 8:30 to 1 on Sunday.
Okay, I'll read the motion then. Director Williams Walker. Moves to convene an executive session for 1 hour following the public session to have executive session from 4:30 to 6:30 on Saturday, and also to have executive session from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Is that right? Who seconded that? Which one of you guys?
Are there any objections to it? Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Wait, point of order. The question was called. This is a vote.
I thought so.
There's no objection. It's done. No. Let's vote.
Call the roll.
Point of order. Yes. I believe points of information are in order, even if we've closed debate.
I said I had a point of information. Do directors know that it's 8:41?
Call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Point of order. The roll does not need to be called.
Why?
We always vote by a show of hands.
Unless
there's
all
a
right.
specific
for
request for, yeah.
All right. Those in favor of the motion, raise your hands.
Would you count, please?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
3 in favor. All those opposed. Fails. Would you go back, Madam Secretary, to your original reading?
Try it again. Okay. Move that add ADA compliance issues to executive session. To change executive session items B, C, D, and E from Sunday to Saturday at 4:30 to 6 p.m. To move the executive search committee from 4:30 to 6 p.m. to executive session, to add development and fundraising to the CFO report time slot, to add FSRN to archives report and affiliate report time slot, to approve executive session minutes during executive session, to add a report from the election committee to committee reports, and to add 1 hour from 1 to 2 p.m. for public comment in public session for consideration of any motions that require voting in public session.
We moved and seconded. You heard it.
And
I believe the last point, the 1 hour, there are two different questions, this meeting in public session and public comment. I don't understand what she said. Are there two separate hours, or are they combined into the
I'm
one?
I'm going to tell you, Director Adelson. First, I was reading off of your piece of paper. That was...
mine was about public session.
Yours was about public session, but then I was corrected to say that was supposed to be for public comment.
My understanding is there were two separate proposals, one for public session and the other one.
My understanding was there were two separate proposals. One was public session. The other was addition of public comment on Sunday also.
For Sunday, yeah.
Let me ask Director Adelson, you wanted to add 1 hour from 1 to 2 p.m. for
public session of this board meeting, not for public comment. It explicitly says for consideration of motions that have to be voted in public.
What of information?
Walker's first.
I call the question.
Question's been called. Any objections? Hearing none.
I still am not clear on what we are agreeing to with respect to public session and public comment on Sunday. I'd like that clarified before I vote.
I wish the motion would just die. It's a really badly written motion.
Mr. Chair, may I ask who added the public comment part?
Okay. So public comment has been added to Sunday.
We don't know where. What I think may have happened is
in the confusion,
people keep talking and they keep adding stuff. Okay? If you're gonna add something, you better put it down on paper. Go ahead, Mr. Chair.
So does your motion you just read include both public comment and public session?
Public session.
My motion specified public session from 1 to 2. I believe Wendy's recommendation was an additional 1 hour, which would be 2 to 3 for public comment.
No. Wendy didn't say a time.
Why don't we deal with the other, and Wendy, just save your public participation for an additional motion after we get this out of the way.
Point of order.
And you can put it anytime you want to, Wendy. Yes?
I'd like to just divide each question. This thing's confusing. I think...
Point of order, we can't divide. The question has been called.
It's our
information.
It's been called. All those in favor of the motion as read, please raise your hands. Please count. All opposed. Ten to four, it carries. Now, Wendy, you wanted to add 1 hour for public.
I'd like to have it at 12, but we're not going to ever get through these things. We need to get through two. Well, we can do
one to two.
Have one.
How you do?
So what? Okay, so Patty Heffley just turned in my motion. What did I say?
2 to 3 Sunday.
All right, 2 to 3 on Sunday.
What of information?
All right.
What
of information? Move that we have public comment from 2 to 3 on Sunday. Is there a second to it? Is there any objection to that?
I like to amend.
Yes,
that all voting in that public session take place at the very beginning of the session is my amendment, and that motions are not.
This is public comment, not public session.
Yeah.
It's a public session, is what it was called, not public.
Public comment.
Okay.
The public session is from 1 to 2. The public comment will be from 2 to 3.
Yeah. Okay. Don.
Public participation. People
okay,
come
Levarne.
Talk to us.
I move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Are we all finished? We have an agenda?
No. There's a motion on the floor on Wendy's.
Okay.
What is your pleasure?
Let's vote.
Well, then, let's vote. All those in favor. All of those opposed. It passes.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All righty.
Tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Mr. Chair, what was the no vote?
Huh?
What was the no vote?
Two.